has on the Shivat and the Chemta, on these haftiras are filled with his usual brilliance, his insights, but together with more than the usual amount of chizik than the Kohen is accustomed to giving us. So the this Torah here, and the haftira of Aniyah Seara Le'Nuchama, so that Knesset Yisrael is having difficulty finding tanchumen in what the Rebbeinu Shlomo is offering. We're not makabel and nechama in the way that's wholehearted and complete. So the Kohen explains, it's a little bit, and this is something that I mentioned the first week, the Preet Tzadik is the most difficult of the Kohen's Svarim. First of all, the Torahs were not written by the Kohen himself, generally. And therefore, it's difficult to follow. It's choppy, and in the middle of this, certain bekiyas and then certain concepts in Kabbalah that are difficult, as opposed to Tzikas HaTzadik, other Svarim has more on subjects as opposed to the Parasha. So here you can have an example of an editorial job, an editing job that was not up to par with probably the way that the Kohen said it. Nevertheless, we have a lot we can get from it. So it says, Aniyah Seara Le'Nechamu Kvar Amar Le'Design the Shiva Haftarah Le'Nechem Tehem Keneged Shiva Midas HaTachtainas. We already learned that these seven Haftarahs of the Nechemta from Shabbos Nachma until Rosh Hashanah, these seven Haftarahs are Keneged, they correspond to the seven lower Midas, beginning with Shabbos Nachma being Chesed, and Shabbos Parshas Ekev being Gevurah, and this Shabbos Parshas Re'eh is Tiferes. So the Kohen says, Vavter Zu, who connected me this Tiferes, Amuda de Emtsa'usa de Shiakev, Avino Roshamer Kovala Mida Zu. Therefore, this Haftira of the seven Nechemtas corresponds to the Mida of Tiferes, to harmony, to beauty, which is the Mida of Yaakov Avino, which is Tit and Emesli Yaakov, truth. Avram Avinu was Shabbos Nachma, which is Chesed. Yitzchak Avinu was Shabbos Ekev, Gevurah, and this Shabbos brings to a balance of Yaakov Avinu, which is the Midah of Teferis. U'posach b'loshna aniyah. So now we have to understand, the Kohen's going to explain, what's the relationship between the Bechin of Yaakov Avinu, which is this Shabbos, this Nechama? What is the relationship between Yaakov Avinu and the opening of the Haftarah, which is the Aniyah, that the Jewish people are called impoverished? Aniyah Se'ara Le'Nuchama is the impoverished Jewish people who are caught up in some storm that we can't be consoled. There are different ways that the Mefarshim explain the first pasuk. So he writes, "Uposach b'loshen Aniyah al derech shoram u'kol makom shenemar adal." Oni ve'evyon bi'Yisrael akosim adaber hu Yaakov Avinu. The Medrash says that when it says in Tanakh loshen of dal, oni ve'evyon, these terms of poverty, it's referring to the Jewish people, but specifically it's referring to Yaakov Avinu. You know that Klal Yisrael exists generally on two levels, Yisrael and Yaakov. Yisrael is the description of the Jewish people in their exalted state. Yisrael is the Oisius Liroish. Yisrael means the Jewish people at the top of the world. Liroish. Yaakov is the Bechin of Ekev, of the heel, which means the Jewish people in a state of shiftless, in a state of poverty, physical poverty and spiritual poverty. Therefore the Kohen says, Yaakov Avinu hoye ikir etzleh ha-shiftless benafshai. The ikir of Yaakov Avinu was shiftless on nefesh, his humility. Therefore we have a Kabbalah that the Yaakov Avinu was the one that said, Esa Einai El Ha'ori Me'ayin Yovei Ezri, which is in Tehillim, but that's from Yaakov Avinu. Chazal say, Al Tikri Horim El Ha'orim, I turn my eyes to my parents. So the Kohen writes, Hainu Sha'oma She'ena Raya Ba'atzma She'ilai Eza Koyach B'divrei Torah. Yaakov Avinu, Reb Tzadok writes that Yaakov Avinu used to measure himself by his father and by his grandfather. And whenever he would do that, he would come up feeling, the result of that would be that he doesn't have any koyach b'divrei Torah, that he can't compare to his father and to his grandfather. Therefore, you find in the Medrash that when it says Esa Einai, I lifted up my eyes, it means to those who were before me. to my rebbeim shem ve'ever, and to my ancestors Yitzhak and Avram. Ubavadai lo haya kavanos al inyoni haguf levad. Certainly, Yaakovina was not saying that. How can I compare to my ancestors or my rebbeim in terms of their wealth or physical well-being? That's not what brought him to a state of shiflus, to a state of humility. Shezeh ein l'shaychus l'rabbeisav. Rak Omar shehagam sherabbeisav shem ve'eber v'chein avayisav Avram Yitzhak lamduhu Torah. Even though he said, I had such unbelievable teachers. I had my father, my grandfather, and I had shem and ever. They taught me Torah. Aval hu eino margish ba'atzmai sheyilei eze kerech b'divrei Torah. He felt completely unworthy. He felt, here I had such teachers of Torah, and he felt completely unworthy, Yaakov Avinu. After all was said and done, who am I? Rak yischazik b'nafshai. He was mechazik himself constantly. V'omar, as Chazal tell us, leis ana moivid sarvim in bari, that hope is not lost from the children. In other words, that there's still hope for me in this world. And he said, Ezri mi im Hashem, in that same capital, Ezri mi im Hashem oisei shamayim v'aretz. My help is from Hashem who created heaven and earth. And what does that mean, heaven and earth? Haimlu shashem is baruch barahan nefoshes hagavoyes amachunim b'shem shamayim. Yaakov, he would say to himself, there are certain nefoshes, there are certain souls that are called shamayim digger souls. That the Baruch Shalom created certain souls that are on a very high madrega. That's called shamayim. K'may rabbeisav avayisav, like my rebbeim and my ancestors. They're shamayim dikin neshamas. V'chein gambara nefoshes amuchunim eretz. But the Baruch Shalom also created nefoshes, souls, that are from the lower madrega that's called eretz. And he looked at himself in such a way. But he was mechazik himself with this. In other words, I am not like my father, I'm not like my grandfather, I'm not like my teachers. And that brought him to a state of unbelievable shiflus. But then he would be mechazik himself to say, Af al pichein, the Baruch Shalom has a need for me. Because Hashem is Eisei Shamayim V'aretz. He created heaven and earth. It means that there are neshamas that are called neshamas that are Shamayim Dikin, and there are neshamas that are lower neshamas. V'kevin Shabar Hashem is Baruch Gam Eisei. This is, by the way, is not only Chizuk for Yaakov Avinu, this is for people like us also. That if the Baruch Shalom saw fit that I should be in this world, that he created me, if the Baruch Shalom created me, then what? There's also hope for me. I shouldn't give up hope. There's a reason for my being in this world, not just for my grandfather, my father, and my rebellion. There's a reason for me being in this world. Certainly, from our perspective, that's true. Nevertheless, the Svarim HaKadoshim do tell us that Yaakov Avinu did have these two sides to him. We also do Lamaisa, but there was within Yaakov that there was a Yisrael side, there was a Yaakov side. In other words, there was an Avraham Avinu who was more of the Sulamutz of Arza, and there was a Yitzhak Avinu that's Rosh HaMegiyah Shemayim, a type of a person. He was caught between those two. So when Yaakov Avinu would see himself, just like sometimes when you or I, when we feel that we're accomplishing something and we feel good, so we are able to strengthen ourselves with that feeling of accomplishment. But then when there are times that we feel that we're hitting, you know, rock bottom, so we should know that Yaakov Avinu felt that way also. And we go in life through these different phases of Elias and Yeridus. And what Yaakov Avinu was mechazik us to say, that he himself, Yaakov Avinu, it sounds to us like Yeshua, Yaakov Avinu, but Yaakov Avinu himself experienced this, and he would be mechazik himself to say that the Baruch Shalom is Oseh Shamayim V'aretz. The emison is that all of us are somewhere between, you know, we have a Shamayim part, we have an Aretz part. Therefore we find psukim like this in Yaakov Avinu, that the Baruch Shalom has watched me, has been protecting me to this very day. This was his ischaskus, that the Baruch Shalom was his shepherd, that the Baruch Shalom was watching him. Uksiv titan emes liYaakov. Now this same person, Yaakov Avinu, who saw himself as being so far from his father and grandfather, he understood that his tachlis in the world was dafka titan emes liYaakov, to reveal the Torah, to bring the Torah to each and every one of the descendants. K'siv titan emes to Yaakov, v'amru emesu Torah, v'zo ha'psicha da haftara zu aniya se'ara. So now the Rav Tzadok explains, this is what the haftara begins in such a way. V'darshu b'psikta aniya min divrei Torah. This is the way Chazal learned that aniya means that the Jewish people are impoverished, we're poor, meaning that we're missing, we're lacking in divrei Torah. So this is the week, the third haftarah of the Nechemtas, which means it's Yaakov Avinu. Who feels more that sense of emptiness? I'm supposed to be, in other words, Yaakov Avinu, I am the Omud of Torah, I'm the Omud of Emes. And when Yaakov Avinu would think of that, and when he realized that, and then he would look at his father and his grandfather, and he would think about his rebellion, he felt that he was the biggest ani in the world. He was the poorest in the world. He was completely empty. Aniyim in divrei Torah se'ar min ha-mitzvahs. The Kohen is explaining this really, the last two haftarahs. That the Nechamas, the first two Nechamas, the Iker, the first two haftarahs of Nechama, is that the Baruch Shalom is telling Klal Yisrael that you have a mission. And your mission is to experience Golus, and that somehow, through that experience of Golus, to undertake that mysterious avoida of gathering the sparks that have been dispersed in the time of creation, the nitzotzes that are dispersed throughout the world, and in particular the koyach of Torah Shebaal Peh, which we learned and we've spoken about a number of times this summer, that the din of Torah Shebaal Peh is davke Talmud Bavli, it's davke b'machashakim ha'yishivani kimeisei olam, which means that somehow the Jewish people, by being in Golus, are going to be able to gather pieces of emes, pieces of truth, and that these pieces of truth, davka, are going to form the body of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is a Torah that comes from Golus. Right? We pass like the Bavli, not like the Yerushalmi. So, in the previous Nechamas, the Rebbe Yisrael, it's a Soldik. Yeah, without the Gemara, we don't understand anything. So the previous Nechamas was the Baruch Shalom saying, listen, why is it that the Jewish people are in Golus? The Jewish people are in Golus because in that place they're somehow going to gather these sparks of Kedusha, and they're going to bring about, through the darkness of Golus, they're going to reveal the unbelievable light of Torah Shebaal Peh. So Yaakov Avinu is hearing all of this, and he comes, and this haftarah begins with Aniya Sayar Alei Nechama, which means what? So he says, Shenimtza Be'umas V'ata Kvar Avru, next column, Yoyser mi yud ches meyer shana. He says more than 1800 years have passed. Vadain royim anu atzmenu aniyah medivrei Torah. We're still poor from divrei Torah. Have we gotten richer? What? It's umen ha-mitzvahs. Has it gotten better? Aniyah sarala nuchama. So the whole linen of Yaakov Avinu is that his hiskashus is the titanemus Yaakov, which is Torah. But after all these years of Golus, the mitzvah is that we're still aniyim. We're more impoverished than ever. That's why it's loy nuchama. That's why he can't be comforted. Yaakov Avinu, who's in his Torah, who's to rescue the sparks of Torah from Golus, Yaakov Avinu says, I can't come to terms with the fact my parents, my grandparents, where I'm holding, and he's mechazik himself, that the Baruch Shalom is watching, the Baruch Shalom is taking care of me. Afal pichein, he says, loy nuchama, he's not consoled. Because sof kol sof, how has Golus, ultimately, has Golus brought about this wealth of Torah? It's true that we have the Torah Shebaal Peh over the years of Golus, but still, he says, Adayin royim anu atzmenu, aniyah medivrei Torah u'min ha-mitzvahs. U'mamoyel ha-tanchumim, v'zeh shomar loy nuchama. That's why it says, loy nuchama, she can't be consoled. V'chena omer shom b'psikta se'arum hi'umas ha'olam. So the Chazal say also in the psikta, that Sayara means that we're caught in a storm, and this is coming from the nations of the world, from the Umas Ha'olam. The Jewish people can't be consoled, they're stuck in this Sa'ara. For who the Haruach Sa'ara ba, kishe nifratz ha'chaima. When is somebody vulnerable to a powerful wind, to the winds of the nations of the world? We spoke about this in the Shia by Shavosa Batama's time. When is that? He says, kishe nifratz ha'chaima. When the wall has been broken, right? Ve'ena mukaf, ayidezeh soya haruach. In other words, when a person is a mukaf chayma, when the Jewish people are surrounded with a wall, and when each Jew lives in that way, that's called ani chayma, I am a wall, so no matter, it makes no difference, even if the most violent winds come from the nations of the world, the Jewish people are safe in their walls. But the problem is that that ain't a mukaf like this. A soya haruach. Therefore, there's this stormy wind that comes. Vizel mitzad sofen, which comes from the north. Shul pasuach. The commission nema mitzofen tiposach hara. That we're not going into this. The north is that open place to which the Yetzirah, it's that place where the Yetzirah enters. What it means is that the Jewish people, after all these years, find themselves more vulnerable than ever to the influences of the nations of the world. That's what it means. Anias sayara loinuchama. We're weakened Torah, and also we're caught up in a storm that the winds of the world are having an impact upon us, and the walls of the Jewish people are not able to stand up against these winds. And therefore, after all the years of Golas, if we're supposed to become greater through Golas, it seems that we're being more and more influenced by the nations of the world. That's the wind that the Kohen says, but that the Navi is talking about. That the Bnei Edom, that said, who are trying to completely uproot and to undermine all of Kedushas Yisrael. And this is the meaning of the wind, of the storm in Haftarah. Now, how does the Navi respond in the Haftarah? This is the outcry of Knesset Yisrael after all these years. Let's review. This is the third Haftarah, that means it's Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is Torah. So first of all, Yaakov Avinu, in his unbelievable state of shiflus, says, I believe that the Baruch Shalom has been with me all these years, but if the tachlis of Golus is that we should somehow become greater in Torah, aniyah, we feel more impoverished than ever. And Yaakov's inyan is Torah, tidei mis Yaakov, and we're more impoverished than ever. So what is Golus accomplishing? What's going to be? And secondly, what about the wind of the nations of the world that are having this influence upon us, that we no longer feel that we're contained within the wall of Kedusha, of Yerushalayim? Therefore, we're vulnerable to these winds of the Umas Ha'olam. So the Navi answers the following. The Navi is coming to be Menachem Klal Yisrael. Now, Menachem, Menachem does not mean an answer. Tanchumim does not mean, just like God forbid, when someone loses somebody in the family, when you give nechama, that doesn't mean that you solve the person's problems. Nechama is not a solution. Sometimes people think that that's what it means. Nechama doesn't mean the solution. Nechama means hischaskus, and it means to give the person a reason to go on. But it doesn't mean that I can explain, just like Iyov. The whole Sefer Iyov, we're all waiting to find some sort of a nechama for Iyov. You're waiting, you don't find the Nechama. Just the only thing the Baruch Shalom says, meaning a Nechama means a solution to his questions, we don't find. But the Nechama is that the Baruch Shalom says that I'm with you. That's the reassurance of the Baruch Shalom, that there's a point to the suffering. One time the Kedushas Levi, Badid Shavarav, I once said this in the Shir, that the Kedushas Levi, it was by the Seder, and it came to the Fir Kashas. And the little ones, the grandchildren, whatever, they were asking, then, you know, the minig is to ask you to say yourself. So it came time for Kedushas Levi to ask the four kashas. And he was quiet for a long time. He put his head down and no one knew what was going on. And then when the Kedushas Levi looked up, he said, the emes is, I have much more than four kashas. I have a lot more than four. He says, you think that's all I have, Rabbi, from four kashas? If I start to go through the kashas that I have, not 400, not 4,000. Kashas that I have on what's going on in the world. And then he was quiet, and I was sitting there. And then the Bedichva had his head down for a long time, and he lifted up his head, and he said, I'm not asking for any terutzim to my kashas. And I don't believe that there are terutzim to my kashas here in this world. Just, Rabbi Shalom, just tell me one thing. Tell me that all that I'm going through and all that your people are going through is Laman Shemecha. That's all. Make it known to me that it's not stam. That it's for the that there's a tachlis to it. I don't know. I'm not asking for an explanation, but help me feel. That's the nechama. That there's a tachlis to what I'm going through. So he says over here, the navi is menachem the Jewish people in this way. So the navi goes into this whole beautiful thing that we're learning in the morale about also. The Navi goes into this whole beautiful thing, but the Baruch Shalom says that I'm going to plaster your stones and the foundations of the walls of Yerushalayim with sapphires. the rebuilding of the walls of Yerushalayim. V'isa b'zoyar kadosh, zaman kutshebrichu, the mirna yisaid Yerushalayim yisaid nachar, that in the future the Baruch Hashem is going to build the foundations of Yerushalayim in a different way than originally. Uman inun sapirin, and how is he going to build? What's the Baruch Hashem going to use for the foundations of Yerushalayim when Mashiach comes? Sapirin, sapphires. The chesiv, as it says in pasuk, v'yisadetich b'sapirin. The leislu chalishi kikadmoi, and they're not going to be weak like the earlier foundation. That there, the Bnei Edom were able to say oru oru ada yisaid ba. The new foundation of Yerushalayim is going to be from sapirin. The Zohar says, which is stronger. My time, I begin the avnin kadmoin mi'inun yisaid yachilu sharam and lemishlo delayu. The stones of the earlier foundations of the earlier foundations of Yerushalayim, the Umas Ha'olam were able, those winds of the Umas Ha'olam of the nations of the world were able to blow away, were able to have control over. My time begin the Laisbu and the Hirei La, they were not shining, the Zohar says, with a higher light. The Ilan, Inun, Sefirin, the Inharin, La'ela, Vesata, but in the future the Baruch Shalom is going to make the foundations of Yerushalayim from these Sapirin that are going to be shining with the light from above and from below, it says in Zohar. The Kohen explains in a very deep way, beautiful way, that the chaymas, the walls of Yerushalayim, were like the clouds of the kovet that were in the midbar. Because as I spoke about them, we learned that inyan, that the inyan of the ananim, of a cloud, of the anania kovet in the midbar, is the same concept that later on as having a chaymah around Yerushalayim. The point is that the Jewish people are surrounded by Kedusha, and they live within that embrace of the Rabbi Yerushalayim. So in the midbar we had the ananim, we had clouds, and then we had the walls of Yerushalayim. Shlohaya ba'ifin, he says like this: Yeah, behind the chaymis Yerushalayim, how you come on any akav midbar. Shlohaya ba'ifin, she consume me mitzari Yisrael. Afa malik shlohaya haben belial shakofas the seicha ksiv ayizana bechal kolan echasholam acherecha. V'darshu kol mi shlohaya ha'onan paltei v'chulu. Avala hamachne lohaya chalichnais. Even a malik who was able to infiltrate into the cloud, right? Amalek was able, sof kol sof. There was some infiltration. Nevertheless, into the machne, Amalek was not able to infiltrate. Into the cloud, yeah, but not into the machne. V'chein hoyu chaymiz Yerushalayim. K'may sh'nemer le'heminu malchei eretz. We just read it in Eicha. Ki yovay tzar v'oyev b'shari Yerushalayim. In other words, that the Yidden couldn't believe, and the kings of the world couldn't believe that the enemy would be able to penetrate, would be able to infiltrate, to get beyond the wall of Yerushalayim. They couldn't believe it. Therefore, the Jewish people, this is what the Kohen says, the Jewish people are crying in this Haftarah, and they're saying that Ani Asei Ara, that we can't hold back the nations of the world anymore. You know? So like we were talking back then, Mishavos HaBatamas. So we're trying to fight off all these years, you know, outside influences from the winds of the Umas Olam, and now, you know, with the new technology and new things, it's, you know, we're wondering how much longer can we go on? I mean, the walls of Yerushalayim are mamash broken in pieces, and Amalek and all of that Amalek means has infiltrated into our lives. So therefore, that's what the Navi is saying, is Ani Asar Alei Nechama. So that's what the Baruch Shalom is Menachem Klai Yisrael. The Nechama is Al Zev Yisadetich B'Sapirim, that a time is going to come, but you're going to see, he explains it's happening even now, that a time is going to come where a Jewish home is going to be impenetrable. That's what we want to hear. That's the Nechama is going to be, that the walls of Yerushalayim are going to be made in the future in such a way where nothing will get through. No one. And it doesn't just mean physically that we're not going to be attacked by Arafat. Pashas means Mashiach, but he's going to explain that even that it's a process that's taking place in a remarkable way even now. But Pashas is that when Mashiach comes, it doesn't just mean that the wall of Yerushalayim will be secure. It means that the Jewish people are going to live securely within their walls from all outside influences, from all of the winds of the storms of the nations of the world. That's the Nechama. That will not be able to be broken. That that, like it says in Chazal, that, you know, that when it comes to the sapphire, the hammer will crack, everything will break, but the sapphire itself will be forever. And if the Jew, and it says in the Zohar that you see that the earlier foundations of Yerushalayim were broken, the walls were broken. Haksiv, don't worry, it says Hine Anoichi Marbitz, Marbitz Listakna Tavir, the next page. The Baruch Hu was going to fix all that was broken. My time Hayim Rablaza Raza Ihuva Raza Dolemchade Chakla. Rablaza says, the son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that there is a secret that is known to those who are the ones who are cutting in the field. A term that sometimes pops up in the Zohar Kaddish, that's referring to those who know the deepest secrets. The ones who are the Koitzrim Basadar are those who know the biggest secrets. Isyahiv Leminda Tachazi, Inun Ivan Yidisaydi Tzin Vyushalayim, Chasvashom the Shaltu Aleihim, Shar Amin. What's this great secret that these mysterious people know of? That the stones of the foundation of Tzin Yerushalayim will never be able to be broken again. Well, I act in line v'leisoikten ella kulu isganizu v'tzarech lahoven mahu asoid shomer disyayiv leminde rak lemechste chaklish and ignizu avne hisoid. The Zohar says that the avne hayisoid, this is an interesting twist in the Zohar. What we've been learning until now, it sounds like the Baruch Hu is going to make a new yisoid for Yerushalayim. Hanayazach. That's going to be made from Sapirin. So the Zohar Kaddish says, name. It says that the Zohar seems to be saying is that in truth, the Yisoid of Yerushalayim was never really destroyed. It's in a state of Geniza. Geniza, of course, means that it's waiting. It's in waiting. It's hidden. So these Avonim somehow, that the Baruch Shalom is going to repair with Sapirin. That's why he said he's going to repair it with sapphire. And then it will never be destroyed. But this foundation of Yerushalayim is presently in a state of Geniza. So the Kohen is asking, what's the big secret over here? That the ones who are the masters of Kabbalah, of secrets, that they know about this. Hey, Shlaim is connected to that Chassam Sofer also. We mentioned before. That this Pasuk in Novi says, Hine Anoichi Marbitz. It doesn't say in the future, Arbitz. It says right now. The Baruch Shalom is fixing the wall now. It says it's a loshon of the hoiva. Now we don't see this. People like us, we say, what kind of walls? What kind of yisoid? There's nothing there. They're negotiating over the harabais. And the Navi's telling us, don't worry. The Baruch Shalom is building the yisoid of Yerushalayim from Sapir, and we don't see anything. So he says, this is known to those who are the masters of secrets. They know this. They know for sure that this is what's happening. That what? Shagam b'hoiva, Hashem is baruch marbitz l'stakna tevir, that even now the Baruch Shalom is fixing the cracks. He's filling it in with sapphire. He's filling in those cracks. V'rak berega katoin es avtich v'tekev hiskel, Hashem is baruch l'stakna tevir. That from right after the Churban, the Baruch Shalom began the tikkunim right after the Churban, as we learned, that Mashiach was born mamish by that moment on Tisha B'Av. And that the birth of Mashiach means that the Baruch Shalom began to fix the walls, the yisoidus of Yerushalayim back then. And even though the Kohen says there are all kinds of kitrugim that are trying to tear down the Bnei Edom, saying that Yerushalayim should never be rebuilt, and there should never be a Beis HaMikdash, the Baruch Shalom in the present tense is constantly building and protecting and seeing to it that Yerushalayim is going to be fortified. And he says with your stones. Doesn't say the Rebbeinu Shalom is doing it with his stones. What does it mean, Avanayach? It says like this. Hainu avonim shelcha v'u ha-kedusha shehenichu Yisrael b'ha-chayma. The Kohen says that the Rebbeinu Shalom is, that the Necham, the Novi, is saying is like this. You know, there's a verse from Rav Shitz that Yibonu Beis HaMikdash Mehebi Yameinu. Mehebi Yameinu is a famous Torah from Rav Shitz. It's found in a lot of the Sfarim. The Rav Shitz says it very clear that with every single mitzvah, with all the mitzvahs of Masam Tovim that you're not doing, each mitzvah and each maisa of a mitzvah is another stone in the mikdash shalmala, and when that mikdash shalmala is complete, then the Baruch Shalom will send it down. He swore. The Baruch Shalom swore that he's not going to go into Yushem shalmala until he enters into. But the Chazal say, regardless of how it fits into the Rocha, because I'll say that the Baruch Shalom swore that he's not going into Yisham Shamal until Klai Yisrael comes to Yisham Shamata. And this is Yushalayim is built. The Kohen is saying that Yushalayim, the Baruch Shalom says, this is the Nechama. I am building. So we're saying, Baruch Shalom, these big Mekubalim say that such a thing is happening. We don't know. We don't see any of this stuff. What do we know? So Baruch Shalom says, listen to me. Not only am I presently building the wall, and it's a Yisrael that's going to be forever, but I'm building now, the Baruch Shalom says, I'm fixing all the cracks, which also means in our homes and our lives, it means everything. But not only that, but how am I building it? From what? From your Avonim. Our stones? What do you mean? Yeah, so he says, because Kedusha of the Chaimis of Yishlaim is the result of Klai Yisrael's Isaus de Lasata, of our efforts in this world. That's how the walls of Yishlaim is built. It has to do with Klai Yisrael being Mekadish this city, being Mekadish the Chaimis. Baruch Shalom says, I'm fixing up the cracks. I'm plastering up all the cracks. You know how? With your avonim, with the kedusha that Klal Yisrael is generating in their lives through all these years of galus. You should know kedusha that kedusha is kitchel shaita v'kitchel osad lavi. That the kedusha that you poured into Yerushalayim that comes from the shtekikus and the avoid of human beings, that kedusha is still the kedusha that sustains Yerushalayim ad hayoyim. And the Baruch Shalom is fixing and plastering and putting it together with that kedusha. Hashem is baruch marbitzam l'stakna tevir. He's fixing the cracks with this. V'zesh omar hakach v'rozo dola mechste chakla isyayiv l'minde l'mechste chakla isa v'zoya kodesh l'mechste chakla z'irin v'hainu de ba'adra heim ha'yoidim l'kitzar asod d'chak at abuch and isa v'zoya kodesh hay or zoro lay kutcher bichu begins at the adnoi and her ora rishon I'm going to explain this in a second shenignas the kevin shenignas v'b'chinas seichel hanelem mikol rayim without going into anything api kabbalah the kohen is explaining that these Jews who are called the ones who are the kaitzrim in the Sodom, mechatz dechakla, the ones who are cutting the field, these are the Jews who are still in touch with the original light of creation, the Or HaGonis that was hidden in Gan Eden. That's what it says in the Zohar in a number of places. These are the ones who are still aware of the presence of that Or HaGonis. And that Or HaGonis means it's a seichel hanel mikol rayon. This is information. This is a level of knowledge that is beyond the comprehension of normal human beings. That these people are able to understand that which is hidden with the Aragonas. The Metam Zanechsha Mari Maimer He or Bizarre Kodesh the Maimer Rishon the Behind the Achash and Nignas. O Mechzle Mechakla Him Akaitzim has Roy Me Asod the Chakat the Puchin Shua Gan Eden She is Gala Helen. And who are these people that are cutting in the field? Since the field is this mysterious place that's called Chakal Tapuchin, the orchard of apples, which you are familiar with from all the years of saying, you know, in Shalashudas, but what it means, the apple orchard, which is a very, very deep Indian in Zohar Kodesh, it means that there are these tzaddikim who know about the hidden light. Their entire lives, they are devoted to trying to reveal something in this world of that hidden light. Therefore, they are called the ones who are cutting the field. What is the field? Gan Eden. That's the field. The field is Gan Eden. That's called the field of the orchard of apples. That's the Chakat Apuch in Kaddishin. And these tzaddikim are trying to make these fruits of Gan Eden available to us. That means, when you see, for instance, this the expression that's being used for those who are like the Ari HaKadosh or the Ramak, or Rabbi Shimon, who reveal the teachings of Kabbalah, they are called the Kaitzim Basada, because Gan Eden is hidden from people like us. We have no Hasaga. These Jews had a hasag of Gan Eden, of the hidden light. And they tried throughout their lives, and they suffered greatly for doing that. They tried to make some of those fruits of Gan Eden accessible to people like us. As we have the Zohar, we have the Ari HaKadosh, we have the Baal Shem HaKadosh, and so on. Because all those who attempted to reveal Sidus, you know, they went through different service in their own lives. Because there's a price that's paid for that. Right? So if you look at the lives of the Arizal and of the Ramchal, And if you go to all those who were Isaac and these in Yonim, it's not poshut. It's not an Einish. It's not an Einish. It's a, I have to explain what that means, that there's a price that has to be paid. When someone is revealing things, like the warnings that were sent to the Ramchal to be careful, you know, the Ramchal died very young. The Ari HaKadosh died very young. Rabbi Nachman Breslov died very young. That there are sites that if they revealed prematurely, so the effect that can have is that tzaddik has to be taken prematurely from the world. But that's a different subject. So, but that's what these tzaddikim were doing. They were revealing sidus from the fruits of Gan Eden. Ukishiyeshes garlus atika as yichaylim lirois the kol avnin, the next column, the kol avnin chal yisaydi Yerushalayim mistakten al asrayi de lo shaltabu shar amin. Says, Reb Tzadik says that these tzaddikim, they know, they're connected to that light that is hidden, that's called also atika, the ancient light, which means what? I'll give you one example of that you're all familiar with, so you're more comfortable with this idea. Again, it's difficult. You know, the concepts are difficult. Every single Torah in this parish, there's a lot of Kabbalah, so it's difficult. I tried to take the one with the least amount. But the, you know, when Klai Yisrael came to the Yamsuf, so then, Matitzaka Lai Dabo Bnei Yisrael Yisrael. What are you screaming, guy? Go, right? What are you screaming? So everybody, why are they screaming? What does a Jew do? You're supposed to daven. What are you supposed to do? I mean, you're supposed to daven. So Chazal say, Loshen, is Batika Talya Milsa? Why? There's no need to daven because this Indian of Kriyas Yamsuf is Tolui an Atika. Atika means the ancient one. What does that mean? Bilshainainu, the ancient one. It means when there's a Ratzin that goes back to the very roots of creation. It's not something that's up to man's Bechira. It's not something, you just sit back and enjoy the show. That's called Atika.
The Rambam, everything's like programmed in.
So like the Nisim, the Rambam talks about Nisim, right? He talks about the Nisim in Mor Nevuchim, right? Right. So in the Rambam's terminology, this concept would be such as that there are certain things that the Baruch Shalom, there are certain things that come from that. That's called the ancient one. It means the Baruch Shalom is Ratzon, and that man cannot. There's no way that man can interfere or tamper with that. That's the Ratzon of the Baruch Shalom. So the Baruch Shalom said over here, there's no point. You don't have to even daven over here. This is Batika Talia. This is Batika. This is something that's, or for instance, like you see the Maisa.
They couldn't confess the love.
No. But you see, for instance, with Yehuda and Tamar. A Maisa, so Bikesh Yehuda Lava. So Chazal said, Yehuda saw a woman, thought that she was a Zayna, so he tries to run across the street. What happens? A Malach, Amun Alataiva comes. Chazal say, there's a Malach that's Amun Alataiva, gives him a push, and he ends up a Maisa, and they have parrots and Zach. Can you imagine? What does that mean? So the Zoya says the same thing. I mean, if we would say a Malach Amun Alataiva, you know, we'd be arrested. So in Yehuda, nobody has a bad word to say about Yehuda. What's all that? So, because these, there are certain inyan that come from Atika Kadisha, that come from that highest level that's called the crown, that's Bechlal, not up to man's Bechir. We don't know what is.
You're going back.
Yeah. There are certain ones, Louis, that Chazal, that Zayar and Ari HaKadosh identify as coming from Atika. Other than that, we only have these Kabbalahs. Other than that, we don't. The Shimshon and Delilah, for instance. So there it says in Pasuk, that these were things that were arranged, that were coming from a madrega that's called Atika Kadisha, which is called the Indian of Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef is a different Bechim.
So, are you saying Mashiach ben David is going to come whether we do or not do?
Mashiach ben David, the aura of Mashiach, Safkal Savitz, Yisrael B'Saif, Golosim Chayzim Etshuva, in the end, like the Rambam says, in the end we're going to have to do tshuva. There has to be no.
It's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, but there's a difference. There's a very, very big difference between if it's Beita or if it's Achishana, and if we could bring it in a way of Achishana. There's a tremendous difference in the nature of a gula that takes place, that will take place with our avodah, and a gula that will take place benkach. Yeah, in a chanami, it has to happen. But the point of that's to take us away. The point is that man has bechira to a, there's a limit to man's bechira. We shouldn't think that, but if we all got together and decided we had it, we're closing up shop and we put our tefillin away, but that's it, no more Mashiach, the whole plan is finished. If every Jew in the world decided we've had it, you know, it's finished, it's enough already, must speak. It can't be. In other words, there's a certain, the Rebbeinu Shalom has, there's a plan for creation, and there's a certain amount that we can tamper with it. Just like the electrons in their orbit, they have a certain amount of liberty to move. They can move around, which seems to be in total randomness, but they don't have the ability to go outside of their orbit. We have a certain degree of randomness that we're allowed within our orbit. That orbit that is holding everything together is called Atika Kaddish, the ancient holy one. That's called Mashiach Ben David. Therefore, when we look at the story of David HaMelech and his ancestors, we can't figure it out. We can never figure it out. Like what happened with Lot and with his daughters and Yehuda and Basheva, with the Hamaisa, with David HaMelech, and with Rus and Boaz, you're always left with a question mark. All the children of Leah, Yehuda, what happened over there? What happened was the Baruch Hashem says, just be quiet, I'm taking you on a ride. That's what happened. B'shas Maisa, you're not allowed, you have to make any style as you can to, you know, to do the right thing, but L'maisa, that's what's happening. Masha Enikin, Mashiach, then Yosef. B'shas Maisa, you have to scream and you have to cry, you have to make all your styles, you have to do whatever you can do. Right, but David HaMelech came crying, Chatasi.
But David HaMelech realizes it's a hate on intellect. But unto us, isn't it called Mishomar? Is that in our level, we can't say that David was crying.
Right, but for David HaMelech, right, and therefore David HaMelech was.
Yehuda
could say the same thing. Yeah, Enochanami. Enochanami, and they did, and they did. And therefore, that's the meaning of Yehuda saying Sadkam Yemeni, and whatever that meant, and the Tshuva of Yehuda, and the Tshuva of David HaMelech and Mashiach. Afal Pichan, the Rebbeinu Shalom revealed to us through the Chachamim Kol Sha'omer. That what? Kol Sha'omer. That.
The Yehuda would come back at it. He wouldn't say Kol Me. He wouldn't say it by himself.
No, if you.
If Yehuda would say it, he would say no.
I'll tell you, the Kohen says, and his Rebbe, the Ishbetzer, said that you don't have to even wait that long. When a person is Chayzer B'Tshuva, when you or I, you know, the Gemara says in Yuma that a person does Tshuva Me'ahava, that the Zedainis Nas Nak is Achius. Not just that you're forgiven, but the Zedainis becomes Achius. Right. But in the Svar Makadosh, it's a much deeper concept than that. Much deeper concept. But what the Ishbetzer says and the Kohen is that after a person does Tshuva, after you do Tshuva Be'emes, and you go through the whole thing, and you're broken hearted, and you do Tshuva, then the Baruch Shalom shows you that it had to be. The Baruch Shalom shows the person himself. You don't have to wait to come back like Yehuda thousands of years later. You yourself know that that's something that you had to go through. You had to go through. But if you didn't do, but until your tshuva is complete, the Baruch Shalom keeps that from you. Right. 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 Bechira is not all that it's cut out to be. Bechira is not all that it's cut out to be. We have Bechira. But and from our perspective, our job is to be like Yosef at Tzadik, and that means that you see a woman that doesn't belong to you, run away. Gandhi. What happened with Yehuda? Samalach and Munul Ataiva. Yosef at Tzadik is in Yerav Mashiach ben Yosef is what is everything is al pidin. That's why it's called Yosef at Tzadik, and you do things the way you're supposed to do things, and you make whatever status. That from our perspective, that's what our job is, to be good Jews and to do the best we can. As far as the mechshalim that a person has in life, the Kohen and other tzaddikim write about this at great, great length. The Kohen has a whole sefer called Takanas Hashavim on this subject, a tshuva, that when a person is zoicheh to do emes dike tshuva, the Baruch Shalom shows him that there was that everything that happened to him had to be, and that he had to go through certain inyonim, and that his inyon was to be mesakin in those inyonim and so on. And that's the simcha that a Baal Tshuva has, that's the most unimaginable simcha, that realization. But it's a very big inyan, you know, to talk about. But that sefer Takanas Hashavim, maybe next year we could learn Takanas Hashavim. Remember to remind me that we could learn Takanas Hashavim. It's a remarkable sefer. It's not a big sefer, but I mean it's around 150 pages. But it's on the whole inyan of Tshuva. No. No, chronologically. Well, you know, yeah. Actually, when it was put together, yeah, it was probably put together last. Yes. Yeah, it was put together last. Yeah. So this is what he says. So look, so he says that these kaitim of the field, these masters, the ones who know the secrets of Gan Eden, they are telling us, they're able to see, that's what he says on the top of Kuf Yud Zayin on the left column, they're able to see that even now, that the Baruch Shalom even now is fixing the Yisaitis of Yerushalayim, and that they can't be destroyed. V'zeo b'Shabbos, she'eshe hezgalus atika. Shabbos, that's why you see in the Piyutim, atika kadisha, the singing of Shabbos. But Shabbos is not up to man's bechira, right? Yontiv is bechira. Yontiv is bechira. There's Yontiv Klai Yisrael is Mekadesh Dizmanim, right? Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. Mekadesh Shabbos Yisrael Vazmanim. Shabbos, the Baruch Shalom made Shabbos. That's not a... Shabbos happens, whether you want it or not. Yontiv is totally on the Tachtonim. Yontiv is totally on bechira. There's a matter of bechira when it comes to Yontiv. When it comes to Shabbos, no, we need a... Shabbos, yeah, Kiddush HaChayit. Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaim. The Gemara says in Beitza, right? Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaim. Yeah, but in terms of the Kabbalah's Eidus and so on, I mean, that's Yisrael's Kachin Ulizman. That's why in the Seuda of Atika, which is the Seuda of the morning, he says you say the Loshen of what? Of the rejoicing of those who are the Kaitzrim, the Chatzdu Chakla, the ones who are cutting in the fields. I'm not going to go into this right now. But each Suda of Shabbos is connecting to a different level of Kedusha. But the Suda of Shabbos morning, Shabbos lunch, that Suda is connected to this Madrega that's called Atika Kedusha. And that's why we speak about those people who are cutting the fruits of Gan Eden in that meal of Shabbos lunch, which is Atika Kedusha. That they are the ones who know the mystery, the secret, that even when we look at all of this and we see around us destruction, the walls of Yerushalayim are in ruins, that every single second the Baruch Shalom is building the walls. Atika refers to the Madrega, the Baruch Shalom is fearing something, and we don't understand it, we don't see it, and it's being fixed from the very beginning. The Baruch Shalom is plastering the stones. Isa Bazar Kodesh, let's do this quickly. My Bepuch. Says an amazing thing. The Zoya says over there in Pekudei, that piece in the Zoya, it says that someone who is coloring his eyes with this puch, what the Navi talks about, the person who's coloring his eyes and fills his eyes with this, he's able to see these stones that are hidden. That the Baruch Shalom is building the walls of Yerushalayim. That's what it says in the Zohar Kodesh. V'hu al pi mashe kozer b'tesefta v'yetzu b'nei smelach v'sima es eina v'hainu aklipish nikus basmelach k'meshom b'gemora poich ma'avir basmelach m'kodem karela bascharin makpedes al she'irchaz yodav gimel pomem m'nastam kevin shemoyel v'chitza sholosh pomem hu inyin tumma v'klipa v'amad d'puch ma'avir basmelach shemesami es ayin. Without getting into the things that are not for us, there's a certain koyach of tumah in the world that's called the princess of tumah, Bas Melech, that covers our eyes that we can't see the truth. All right, there's a yetzer hara that covers the eyes that, and as a result of that, we don't see the truth. Therefore, the Zohar is saying that most of us we don't see the truth that the Baruch Shem is building the wall of Yerushalayim right now. We can't see that there are tikkunim that are taking place mamish every second. All we see is suffering and sorrows, because our eyes are covered with the filth, with the slime of that koyach of tumah. But when it says here in the Navi, hine anochi marbitz bapuch avanayich, it means that there is a certain type of this material, this plaster, that is some sort of the Zoya says that can be placed upon the eyes of these tzaddikim, who are cutting in the field. That what? That they're able to see ayin ba'ayin af ba'hoiva, even in the present tense, they're able to see. She Hashem is baruch marbitz tomid avanayich, that the Baruch Shalom is constantly building up the wall, the yisaitis of Yerushalayim, with our kedusha, meaning with the kedusha of Jews who are making their effort here in this world with Torah and mitzvahs. Hey ma'avonim sheyos di Yisrael b'kedushos v'lo shaltim hem umah v'loshen. And they see, in other words, it's a crazy thing. These tzaddikim don't see the destruction of Yerushalayim. These tzaddikim will have this. Who are able to have this stuff on their eyes, whatever that means, they're able to see even now. To them, it's not destroyed. You know, when they say a ma'isa, they say it from different tzaddikim. So I don't remember, they say from so many different tzaddikim. But the ma'isa was that the Kedushas Levi, the Baditshev, they said that he said that when the Baal Shem HaKadosh promised, the Mezucha Magid promised that when he would, maybe Baal Shem, when he would come to the Eilam HaEmes, that he wouldn't go to his place until he put an end to the suffering and bring Mashiach. And Kedushas Levi says that when the Baal Shem Tov got there, so he was so surrounded with all the wonder, he forgot. And then Mezucha Magid, the Mezucha Magid, his Rebbe went in a similar miser. But Kedushas Levi said, but you know, Yidden, that when I was in this world, you know that all the Kedushas Levi is famous, right? That for protecting, for defending, right? Every single Jew, that was his whole life. He said that, you know that I won't forget you. So no. Nah. So Kedushas Levi was nifter. So one of the tzaddikim had a starker taina. I mean, Shiva, he let him rest. After Shiva came the Shtaka Taina. What's going on? We still have pogroms. It's not good over here. So the Kedushas Levi said he was able to make contact with the Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi says, I don't know what you're talking about. All I see is good. I don't see anything wrong. So that's an upsetting story a little bit, you know. You'd like to think that they see there's a lot wrong. But there are tzaddikim that even in this craziness, they're able to see everything the way that it's supposed to be. Right, and they see this. They see this clearly.
It comes clear, right.
And that's why it says here. It says, "Hine anochi marbis befuch avanayich." So the kohen is explaining that. Look, we're not these people. We're not these mekubalim, these cutters in the fields. We're not that rizal. You know, well, what are we? We're plain people. So what's the nechama? Lemaisa, the wall smashed. Lemaisa, we're poor. We're impoverished in Torah mitzvahs. So what's the nechama? So the Baruch Shalom is promising that for those who are maminim and mechakim and mitzapim, that he's going to occasionally smear us a little bit with that salve, with that ointment that's of the walls of Yerushalayim, to let us see, to strengthen us, to know that really everything that looks to us like it's being destroyed, the Baruch Shalom is building. And really, the Umas Olam never had any control over us. They never did. They're not by the Churban Beis Hamikdash and not by the Holocaust. That for us, it's impossible to understand. Everything is in Geniz, everything is hidden. Right after the Churban, the Baruch Shalom began to fix that which was broken. Mashiach was born right away. That there was a nace, that if Yishuv and Levi was able to see one of those stones, the gems from which the Yerushalayim is going, the wall is going to be built, and the whole light was shining from this. I mean, when it says the whole light was shining, do you think that Stama Yidden light, do you think that the butcher in Lloyd was able to see some light? He wasn't able to see. If Yishuv and Levi was able to see that the whole light was on fire from the light of that wall of Yerushalayim, lost the lover. But he was able to see that. There was something that
Kedushas Levi
says, Yeh
Or Levonik Arachama, that the city of Lud.
Yeah. Shazia or Halavanaka Hama, Mashiach comes, the light of the moon is going to be like the light of the sun. Da'ata Sihar Mikablam Yishimsha, right now in Golas, the moon is diminished, the moon is like Yaakov Avinu, the moon has to receive from the sun, Klaisos compared to the moon, that's why we say Shihia Sidil Eschadesh, Kemoisa, right? Ulafar Li Yitzram, and so we say in Kiddush Lavana. Vazia Karachama Mamashazel Shimshasai. Visharech Lavne Egdach, the Bernsham is going to make the gates of Yishalayim from precious stones. The Shari Yishalayim here, Oza Shar Lashem, Tzadikim Yavoyovo. Then that the Jewish people are going to pass through the Shire of Yerushalayim, the year Ayin Ba'ayin, and we're going to see with our own eyes. Sha'anichnis l'Shire Yerushalayim. Hu Hashar L'Hashem, K'meish Nemar V'achalta Shem L'fnei Hashem L'kecha Shi. Misha Ochal B'Yerushalayim. You know, my mother, I just remember this. My mother, she should be well, was in Auschwitz. She was online to be killed when the camp was liberated. They weren't really killing them so much at the end over there, but there was a renewed interest because they had to finish them off. The Germans wanted to finish off some Yidden at the last minute, and my mother had the mazel, so she was in that chabura that was being taken. And then it worked, and then there was attack, it was Hefkin, it was a whole thing. They were liberated, and she was safe. But my mother thought that she was walking to be killed. And she remembers that she says she didn't know who he was, there was some rabbi there. Because everybody was holding on to him, mamish. Everybody was clinging to him, and he was just singing Zashal Hashem Tzadikim Yavoyevo. My mother remembers that, even though she wasn't so old at the time. My mother remembers that she told us this, that this tzaddik was singing with these Zashal Hashem Tzadikim Yavoyevo, like walking into the guest chamber. Zashal Hashem Sadiqim Yavovo. So what we see now is like Jews marching into Auschwitz. When we're going to march into Yerushalayim, it's hard for us to imagine that Zashal Hashem Sadiqim Yavovo. We're going to see that the Beis HaMikdash in truth was never destroyed, that the walls were just hidden from us, and all these years the walls were being rebuilt by our mitzvahs and masim tov, by our kiddush Hashem, by all the suffering of the Jewish people. It's going to be the site is going to be with sapphires, commercial calls of Bazaar, College for Elon, the Inus appear in the Nihir, the Leila Sata. This is the Tanchumin that the Navi is giving, that we feel completely overwhelmed by nations of the world, like a storm, that they just come and they destroy our lives. That it seems to us that the wall has been completely broken. That the wind, the storm comes from that broken wall. Ubishabas, Ubifrat Basuda Shniya and Shabbos, and he said this, I guess, by the second Suda, Basuda Shniya, Shayesh's Galus Atika, Zaychin Liras Ayn Ba'ayn, that every Jew can see, I guess he saw, that every Jew is able to see Ayn Ba'ayn. Shomer Anov, Yini Anechim Marbits, Befuchavanach, Shemes Baruch Marbits, Behoiva Tomit, that the Baruch Shalom right now is fixing the walls of Yerushalayim. And Shabbos, which is Atika, the second Suda, one is able to see this Ayn Ba'ayn, one is able to see. Afal Pichen, no, for people like us, that we don't see the eye to eye. So, you know, by the Oiv Yisrael, they told the Kotzke that the Oiv Yisrael, it's Yidur, that the Oiv Yisrael, when they came to the Shpizen and the Sukkah, you know, the Oiv Yisrael used to make room for the Shpizen. He used to talk to the Shpizen. they said this over to the Kotzke, the Kotzke, you know, he wasn't impressed. And the Kotzke says, I want a bigger Madragas. I never saw any of them, and I believe that they're there. It's a bigger Madragas. I didn't see anybody there. But I believe that Munish Lema that they're here. It's a big madrega. So Ayin Ba'ayin Yiru B'Shuv Hashem Tzion, that since we're Maminim, and we have to mechazek ourselves, that's why Davka also wanted to learn this piece. Because sometimes even Jews like us who are Maminim, B'nei Maminim, we begin to actually believe that the destiny of Yerushalayim is somehow in the hands of Bas of Adam. Let's be mechazek ourselves. Sof kol sof. That the destiny of Yerushalayim is not up to Arafat, it's not up to Barak, it's not up to Clinton. Not even to Yosef Lieberman. Right? The destiny of Yerushalayim is up to the Rebbein Shalom. And for those who are mechakim, who mitzapim, then they're zoichim to see the simcha, a little bit the taste of the simcha of what's going to be with Yerushalayim when it's going to be finally rebuilt. But v'yizgol tzedek mehem yameinu amein.